a peace and change forever so. It's pouring down over its boundaries. Oh, but it's okay. We want more. So let it rain.
Each and every one of us. Good morning. Welcome to First Pentecostal Villa Rica. All of you watching live, those of you here in the congregation this morning, we love each and every one of you. We're so glad to see you. We want to go ahead and get right into the service this morning. I don't know about y'all. Our Sunday school class was awesome this morning, always is, and I hope y'all were. And if you're not in Sunday school, we want to invite you to join us. We have two adult classes, multiple kids' classes, and just an opportunity for everyone. And also at this time, I'd just like to say, if anyone would like to get involved in Sunday school, excuse me, whether as a teacher, an assistant, or a helper, please let me know, or let Brother Eddie, Miss Penny, myself know, and we'll get your name. We'd like to talk to you. It's just that time of season with vacations and those that are traveling and all the different things. But if anybody would like to get involved, the wonderful ministry is just a wonderful blessing to work not only with the youth, but also with the adults. So we love each and every one of you. Praise God. We're going to go to the Lord right now in prayer. If you would, just stand. God is great, isn't He? Amen. All the time. What a beautiful, beautiful day He's given us. Wonderful weekend. Doesn't matter if it's a little crisp or a little warm. As Brother Chris said this morning, from our words about one season being too cold, it won't be long, we'll be saying it's too hot. So, but God knows exactly what we need and when we need it. Praise God. Do you have a prayer request this morning? Praise God. Just show by the raising of your hand. Do you know, as we pray, we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. It's not First Pentecostal. It's not me. It's all about Jesus. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Right. That's right. Absolutely. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love you and we praise you. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, dear Lord, for this opportunity we have to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we come together this morning, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord. Lord, just ready to worship you, ready to praise you, dear Lord, ready to receive your powerful word. Lord, again, as we stand together in this congregation, Lord, we are lifting up those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that aren't able to be with us, dear Lord, those that are fearful, dear Lord, we know, Lord, that you have the wisdom over man, dear Lord, that you are the great I am, dear Lord. We're placing each and every situation. Our fears are no longer can hold us down, dear Lord. Those chains can't hold us down. Sickness can't hold us down, dear Lord. And we're placing each and every situation in your mighty hands. Lord, we know, Lord, doctors may say one thing, but you're greater than that. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you for all the praise reports. We thank you for those that have just received healings, Lord, those that are walking in, dear Lord, those that have been struggling, dear Lord, how you give them peace. But, dear Lord, now we're praying for the lost. Dear Lord, may we just let your word go forth, dear Lord. Dear Lord, your salvational word, dear Lord, find those in our family, our friends, our community, our country. Lord, we're just praying for a mighty revival, dear Lord, for your word to go forth, dear Lord, for the lost to be saved. God, we just love you. We praise you. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory. And dear Lord, before we close, Lord, we don't want to forget about the children and the young people and the ministries going on in the children's church. And Lord, from Sunday school to children's church to sanctuary upstairs, dear Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, continue to bless. Lord, guide us into, Lord, in the most precious name above, the name of Jesus. We all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. He's great, isn't he? I said it earlier, but he is. I just want to say it over and over and over again. Gave us this beautiful day and this fresh air that we're able to breathe. While you're standing, turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? Praise God. And that's a good question. Are you washed in the blood? Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't give them a heads up, so give them a second. Get tuned up.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? Are you washed?
be seated if you can. Sound like y'all ready for church this morning. Amen. Just praise God. Just want to continue just to give Him all the honor and glory in all that we do and all that we are. Got one quick announcement up here. Don't forget, March 26th, I believe that's next week, that Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we'll be having our community outreach. As those of you that have joined us before, and hopefully everybody has, it's a wonderful gathering of multiple churches as we come together as one in the body of Christ, and we all worship and praise the Lord. A great time. It's always for a great cause. So we just love each and every one. Make plans to come. Invite somebody. Let's fill the house. Praise the Lord. And we just want to make sure we keep that going. So that's the only announcement I've got up here right this second. The Easter play. I know we've got an announcement about it, too. I got a note about it.
Easter play practice is today at 4:45 in the Curtis Center. And we are looking for one more man. You don't have to talk, and you don't have to dress up. We just need you to come, and we'll let you know what to do then. So if you would see me or Lori after church, if you're interested.
That's right. You don't have to, just come and we'll tell you what to do.
That's right.
Praise God. Praise God. All right.
Show up.
Just show up. Today at 4:45. Yes. All right. Sounds great. We'll go ahead and take up our morning offering. Brother Thomas, if you would, just ask the Lord to bless our morning offering.
Too tall to climb.
no way to get over, no matter how hard you tried. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubts? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even spill like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? If you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify?
If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible,
something, and I want us to sing the chorus again. But this weekend I had the honor of attending the Southern Gospel Weekend in Oxford, Alabama. And I'm telling you, God touched my life through several people that sang or spoke or preached or whatever they did. But two young men both had autism. And let me tell you, they took that stage, and the one boy named Ben, he could play a piano. He could play a guitar. And I was thinking about the other young man. His name's Aaron. They told his parents when he was little to take him and put him in a home, Sister Penny. He would never be able to speak a word. But one day when he was 6 years old, his daddy had already prayed when they brought him home, said, "Lord, if you choose not to do anything, I'll still be his daddy. But if you choose to touch him in a mighty way, I'll take him wherever you want him to go." And one day when he was 6 years old, he walked into the kitchen and he said, "Daddy," for the first time. And let me tell you, he stood on that stage and this man wrote a song just for him. It talks about that he's special. But let me tell you, the joy of the Lord is on that young man. And I'm telling you, there is nothing that God cannot do. I've seen it with my own eyes this weekend. There is nothing that God can't do. It don't matter what you're facing in this building today. There is nothing. There's no impossibility with the Lord that He will reach down and touch you. All you have to do is reach out to Him and let Him touch you today. Can I get a witness if God has ever done anything for you?
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen Him do the impossible, can I get a Was a great thing. for me, where my sin lay buried, now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. Was the cross meant for me, that my Savior carried? Oh, I've been made free by the mercy of God. Was the grave meant for me, where my sins lay buried? Now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God.
I'm glad to tell a story how I overcome.
It's His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
This is goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. This is goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. This is goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
It's His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
Hallelujah.
How many knows there's power in the blood? Glory to God. Power. Amazing power. Delivering power. Redeeming power. Healing power. Comforting power, and just power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'll be all right.
Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load will lighten. I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hand of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief. If His slippery, nail-scarred hands into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary.
Hallelujah. I'm just thankful for Calvary.
Very soon now, I'll reach the hill of Golgotha. I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. Oh, and if one precious drop of His blood touches me, I'll be all right now. more than I've touched Calvary. And if my feeble hand of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, if you slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right. I'm gonna be all right. Soon as I touch Calvary, hallelujah. Oh, very soon now, I'll reach the hill of Golgotha, and I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be alright. Now that I've touched Calvary, oh, if my feeble hand of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, if he'll slip his nail-scarred hand into my head, I'll be alright. Now that I've touched Calvary, oh, if he'll slip his nail-scarred hand into my head, I'll be alright. Now that I've touched Calvary. Are you thankful for Calvary? Give it up for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. In the book of Galatians, chapter number 1 this morning, verses 1 through 5. You have your Bibles and want to turn there with us this morning. Amen. Anybody blessed in the house? Hallelujah. Amen and amen. In the book of Galatians, chapter number 1, verses 1 through 5, the writings of the Apostle Paul to the church at Galatia. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love you, how we thank you, God, for your precious Spirit. God, for the sweetness, God, of the Holy Ghost that is in this place this morning. God, I pray right now, Lord, let us lay aside every weight. God, everything that interrupts us, everything that comes against us, God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We are here to worship you. We are here to glorify you and to lift you up and exalt your name. Father, I pray for deliverance this morning. I pray that you would anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay. God, let the Holy Ghost speak to us this morning, God, and we'll be submissive and obedient to your will. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Go ahead and give the Lord praise if you want to. Amen. You can't give him enough praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I pray that that's not the exception. I pray that that's the norm. Man, as I often say, I'm addicted to it. I said I can't go a day without it. I love gathering together with the saints of God and feeling the presence of God. But if that's the only place that I could feel the presence of God, I would pack a lunch and never leave. But I'm so glad that God goes with us. Aren't you glad? He's with us each and every day. I want to preach a message this morning entitled, Delivered. Delivered. Right.
Didn't get much of a response, but you're still delivered. You may not feel like it this morning, but you're still delivered. Satan may have placed doubt in your mind, but you're still delivered. You may think there's too much turmoil and strife and agony in this life, but you're still delivered. You may not be feeling the best in the world, but you're still delivered. Your bank account may not be what you'd like for it to be, but you're still delivered. Turn to your neighbor and say, regardless of what you're going through, you're still delivered. Man, according to the Word of God. A Bible definition of delivered says, rescued and set free. Many's been set free this morning. My, you ought to put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. We find that Paul and those that are accompanying him to the Gentile nation and preaching the Word of God found out that the church is quite not as much fire as there was when they were there before. That's a mouthful. Said the church wasn't quite as on fire as they once was. I'm not talking about the day. I'm talking about back then. But you know what? It seems to be that way today. There was a time, amen, when we came into the house of the Lord, not to necessarily fellowship, but to glorify and praise God. Some of us would come in from a weary week of trials and troubles, but if we could just get to the church, if we could just get the saints of God together around and pray the prayer of faith, we knew without a shadow of a doubt that we would in fact be delivered. Oh, that we could come to church with that great of an expectation today. Amen. God is ready and God is willing if we come with a ready made up mind. But Paul and those that are with him find Galatia is wavering, or the church is wavering, between the true gospel and those who would pervert the gospel of Christ. When is ever, if you're a true Southern, you're going to relate to this. Now, we are aficionados of sweet tea, are we not? In fact, when we order tea, they shouldn't ask us, you want it sweet? Of course I do. I'm from the South, and sweetness in my mouth, I want sweet tea. Iced tea, don't give me no hot tea. You put some ice in it and give me sweet tea. But I want to give you an analogy. If we're working out in the hot sun and we're drinking that tea and we set it there and we begin to do some work and all of a sudden we forgot there's a glass of tea over there and we go back over and get it, that ice is melted down and watered down that sweet tea. Not like it once was, is it? In fact, some of us would even pour it out and go get a fresh one. Hello? I said, some of us would get rid of that and go get a fresh one. Amen. Paul found that the church of Galatia didn't taste like they once did, didn't act like they once did, didn't pray like they once did. Come on, didn't seek God like they once did. Why? Because their itching ears had been attentive to the perversion of those that would water down the gospel. Let me tell you something. If the gospel is watered down, it's not the gospel. If the gospel is added to, it's not the gospel. If the gospel is taken away from, it is not the true gospel of Christ. We need to be familiar with the Word of God and act like we're a bunch of people who, in fact, have been delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul was somewhat beside himself to find that the true gospel, those who would pervert it, had made such an impact on the church. So he goes back and basically gives them a renewing of why they are delivered. Those of you who have truly been delivered understand and know that we are delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are born again by the precious shedding blood of Jesus Christ. In fact, we are even healed by the stripes that he bore, amen, according to the blood that ran down his back. Everything hinges on the blood of Jesus Christ. Man, hallelujah. A true believer, a true person who is redeemed, they're going to say, not because I did this, or not because I've done that, but because he did everything on the cross for me, and because of his blood, I've been freed, I've been delivered, I've been rescued, I'm on my way to heaven, amen, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. That does not need to be perverted, that does not need to be watered down, nor does it need it to be added to. The truth will stand on its own. He reminds them that they have been set free by Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead. He used to sing a song, God's not dead. He's still alive. I mean, he knows he's not in the tomb anymore. I don't understand why sometimes we pray like the Lord is a million miles away. Have you ever started to pray, God, can you hear me? Of course he can hear you. He already knew the thought before you even said it, you know. Some of us act like he's deaf. Some of us act like he's far away. Amen. You know, God knows our very heart. There is no closer. There is no better. There is no more precious a relationship that you can have anywhere on this earth than one with Jesus Christ. Stick it closer than a brother. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. We need to understand and know that. He reminds them that they've been set free by the blood of Jesus and Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead. He further instructs them of Jesus' mission. Jesus came to this earth to bleed and die for our salvation. Amen. He did some healing along the way. Amen. He did some delivering along the way. He blinded eyes were opened. Deaf ears were unstopped. The paralytic people were raised up. Amen. Lazarus himself was even raised from the dead. But his main purpose and his main mission was to give us salvation and deliver us from this present evil world. When I read that word present, it struck a nerve with me. I mean, those we're living in the present. Come on, that word is powerful. If Jesus had only come for to set those who were in the past, those who were not of the Jewish birth, those that did not live in or around Israel, and that would leave me out. But he came to deliver us from this present world. The present world that Paul and his followers were in, the present world that Galatia was in, the present world that was on the day of Pentecost, the present world that was at the turn of the century, the present world, amen, that turned over from the year of 1999 to the year 2000, and many of us thought we would never see it, but let me tell you something, the God of yesterday is still the God of today, and I want to assure you, he is also the God of tomorrow. He's the God of your present circumstance. He's the God of your present illness. He's the God of your present thing. Whatever you may be facing, the God that I serve is an on-time God, and he is a now present God to deliver us and to set us free. He said it himself in Luke, the chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus' words, when he spoke, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me, Jesus, to preach the gospel to the poor. You see, man. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. To preach deliverance to the captives. And the recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. The healing we know. The deliverance. Sometimes I think we fully don't understand it or comprehend it. And even if we do, I'm wondering if we really living, believing, and trusting in the deliverance that God has given us to set the captive free. Set at liberty them that are bruised. As I was reading and praying this week, God kept reminding me, you're delivered. God, why would I ever die? Why would ever I live as though I'm captive when I've been delivered? Why would I let burdens weigh down so heavy on me if I've been delivered? Why would I falter? Why would I waver? Why would there ever be an ounce of doubt in my mind or in my spiritual heart if I know without a shadow of a doubt that I've been delivered? I just want to take a poll this morning. How many believe you truly delivered? Just raise your hand and give the Lord praise this morning. Church, we need to live. We need to act. We need to operate like we are a people that have been delivered and not weighted down by the cares of this world. As I was praying, God reminded me of something that I've seen several times on these nature shows. I'm a nature buff. I love to see nature. I love to see God's amazement. Animals, the trees, the woods, the mountains, the streams, all of that. It's, you know, it's, God, you just. And I'm reminded of some of these animal pictures where a caged animal, a wild animal has been caught, and maybe it was hurt or injured or something, and they set a trap and they encaged the animal, and maybe they took it back and they nurtured it back to health. And then comes that day when they take it out to a secluded place away from the houses and away from the population, and they're going to set it free. Come on, church, get with me. Have you ever been hurt? Have you ever been wounded? Have you ever been bruised? Has the devil beat you up? And then Jesus takes you in. And he nurtures you like nobody else could ever do it. If it's a broken wing, he mends it. If it's a broken heart, he fixes it. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. If your world is falling down all around you, he picks up the pieces and very meticulously puts them all back together just like it makes you brand new. And if you're broken, he mends you back together. After he nurtures you, heals you, and pays so much attention to you. Then they take this animal. Whether it be, I saw an eagle, they did an eagle. The one that really got me was a bobcat. Got any bobcats in the congregation this morning? You husbands are afraid to raise your hand, aren't you? I know you think, well, you are, I have, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to raise my hand in front of my wife for the very simple fact she is a bobcat. You know why she's a bobcat? Because you're a fraidy cat. Let me say it, because we're a fraidy cat. And they take these animals in these cages. They're still in cage. They're still entrapped. They haven't been set free. They've been mended, had been taken care of, necessary shots, and fed them good. And they take them out to this area, kind of like a wilderness, away from the houses, away from people, to put them back in the environment that someone who has been delivered needs to be in. Some of you got that. Not the environment you want, but the environment you need to be in. So you can act like you're free. So you can be free. So you can glorify and praise God and do what God has entitled you to do through being a free moral agent. And it is amazing. Now, sometimes you'll see the cage door open and out they'll come. More times than not, God began to remind me. They open that cage door. That wounded animal stays in that cage. Kind of hunkers down. Uncertain what deliverance is all about. Uncertain if they've really been made free or not. Because as much as they hated the cage, as much as they hated the entrapment, they've gotten comfortable in it. Feel kind of secure in it. Not acting on faith. Not living and thriving in the environment that they was intended to be in. And after they keep saying, well, maybe just give them a few minutes, get to sort of get, used to the surroundings. And sometimes that still don't work. And I've noticed, some of you going to like this, some of you ain't going to like it. They go and they rattle the cage. Brother David, they rattle the cage. I can relate to that. You ain't never had your cage rattled. You need to get it rattled. They rattle the cage. And when they rattle that cage, that head peeps out. And then the body comes out. And when that last boy, they're gone. They finally realized. I said they finally realized. The door was open. I want to tell you this morning, that door has already been open. That door, amen, is not blocking you anymore. You're not cased anymore. You're not held captive anymore. Jesus said, I come to set the captive free. Somebody, and I guess it's got to be me today, has got to rattle your cage. Oh, hallelujah. I got to shake you out of your comfort zone. I got to shake you out and let you know that you have been set free. You have been delivered. Hallelujah. I'm delivered. Not by my acts, not by my goodness, not by anything except the blood of Jesus Christ and His grace and mercy. If you're delivered today, put your hands together. Hallelujah. We need to live for God as one who has truly been set free. Hallelujah. We need to quit speaking negative things into existence. When things don't go your way, don't run back to the cage. Come on. Brother, it was kind of good in the cage. Okay, maybe it was. Maybe your needs were attended to. I'll give you that. Maybe you didn't have to worry. You know what? You got dependent on the cage. You were not dependent on your deliverer. But all of that comfort, all of that attention, all of that taking care of you, not having to have any problems, issues, or whatsoever, with all of that Turn to your neighbor and say, you were still in the cage. And that's what God laid on my heart to tell you this morning. As comfortable as that cage is, you don't need to stay in that cage. Your cage may be anything. Maybe it was a trap, a snare. Maybe you got caught in it accidentally. God forbid, maybe you just walked into it. Your cage is this. Lord, you know the reason I can't worship you like I need. This cage. Oh, I love you. And I thank you. But I really can't do what you really wanted me to do in the environment that you wanted me to be in the environment. A wild animal loses its wildness when it becomes encaged. I'm not a, what do they call them? Probably some long name that I don't even know. Not one that constantly watches and observes animals, but I do on occasion. And there is a big whale. Everybody say, big whale. It's called an orca. And some people have called them beautiful whales, killer whales. You know what happens to the killer whale when it is caught and put in some kind of circus or encaged? That fin that once stood straight and mighty, that one that was doing exactly what an orca ought to do, when it becomes encaged, it still looks the same, but the fin just leans over. Don't let that happen to the church. Don't let that happen to you. As a Holy Ghost filled person, as one who has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, as one who was captive but now you have been set free, why don't we live in the freeness? Why don't we live and operate in the deliverance that God has given us? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be that kind of Christian. Be that Christian. Amen. They hated the cage, but they was unsure of deliverance. Unsure of deliverance. If we believe God's word, we must believe and trust all His promises. Deliver us of all in this present world. Jeremiah knew about it. Jeremiah the prophet, in verse number 18 and 19 of chapter 1 of the book of Jeremiah the prophet. When God spoke to him and said, tell the children of Israel that I know they failed me. I know they've turned their back on me. I know they're backslidden. But they're my people. They're my people. You know, we often say God is a God of second chances. How many chances did He give Israel? Way more than two. And I'll confess, He's given me more than two as well. I'm so thankful that He doesn't turn His back on me. I'm so thankful that when I falter and when I fail, I can go to Him and repent and say, Lord, help me. I was wrong. Please lift me up. God is always there, attentive to help us. Jeremiah prophesying what God told him, he said, for behold, I have made thee this day a defensed city. You know, Satan needs to hear the scripture. Come on. You know what happened to Galatia? They quit listening and quit referring to the scripture and started listening to those who would pervert the gospel of Christ. Let me flip over there for just a moment. I wasn't going there, but I want to share with you why it's wrong to do that. Paul went on to say, he said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. He doesn't stop there. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man, everybody say any man, preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. When in doubt, get the Bible out. Amen. It hasn't changed. Hasn't been modernized. It's the same as it always was. Amen. And you'll find the truth in the Word of God. And Jeremiah said, I have made you a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Somebody shout glory. God's done all of that for his people. He's encompassed us with his protection, his strength, and his might. Describing all of these things, these brazen walls and this defense city, this thing that is impenetrable. But now he follows that up. And they shall fight against thee. Satan's going to come against your defense city. Yeah. He's going to throw everything he's got at your defense city. But don't you open the door to your defense city. Because he cannot prevail against it. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to what? To deliver thee. Yes, God's a healer. Yes, he's a redeemer, but he's also a deliverer. Amen. Don't let the cares of this world, don't let the thoughts and opinions and the negativity of others get you down. There's a song that says, I'm not giving up. I'm not turning back. Amen. God's brought me too far. How about you? Amen. Are you glad? Are you thankful for where God has brought you from this morning? Amen. We're not a defeated people. The very fact that Satan is fighting against us means he hasn't got us. Somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. Somebody said, I don't think he's fighting anybody else. He's been on my case all week long. No, he's on everybody's case. But you're delivered. And you got to talk to him like that. You can't touch me. I've been delivered. Hallelujah. I'm no longer a slave to sin. Those chains are broken. I said, those chains are broken. Can I remind you, you're in a Pentecostal church. The chains are broken. It's all right. It's all right to praise God. It's all right to lift your hands. It's all right to shout glory. It's all right to clap. It's all right to praise the Lord. Because this is the environment that a delivered person needs to operate. I've been delivered. I've been delivered. Amen. Have you been delivered this morning? Hallelujah. Are you thankful for where God brought you from? Are you thankful for where God's going to take you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm on my way to heaven. How about you? They're going to fight against me. Troubles and strife and all of those things are going to come. But you know what? Just let them fall off your back. Because I am not and I refuse to be a victim. I'm an overcomer. I said, I'm an overcomer. Not by me. But the Bible says we're overcomers through Christ, which strengthens us. I'm strong in Christ. Without him, I'm weak. Without him, I'm nothing. But with him, all things are possible. Put your hands together if you've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Somebody turn to your neighbor. Say, he don't know what he's doing. No, I don't even know what God's doing. But whatever he's doing is right. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You would think by now I'd have this entire red book memorized. But I don't. But thank God for an index. Once like a burden, prison I dwelt. No freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. Second verse. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. Where my feet are planted on higher ground. And glory to God, I'm... Y'all are Pentecostal. Y'all want it fast, don't you? Well, one, two, three. He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free. How many knows this? We're in this together. Hallelujah. Give me a keyboard player. Hallelujah. Hit any key you want to. I probably ain't in any of them. Hallelujah. He set me free. He set me free. Give me a bass player. He set me free. Give me a guitar player. He set me free. Give me some worshipers who've been set free. Give me a drummer. Hallelujah. Well, it's goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of this world's gonna ever turn me around. Daily I'm working. I'm praying too. Glory to God, I'm going. Sing it, church. He set me free. He set me free.
The bonds of prison broke me.
I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to sing for glory to God. In the deliverance that God has bestowed upon you, and you want to, why don't you come on, step out, come on down and be set free. So you know what? Does God need to rattle that cage for you? Come on. Does he need to say, you know what? You need to be set free. You need to realize, amen, that nothing here is going to hinder me. We're going to sing that chorus one more time. If you really want to be set free, come on out of your cage. He set me free. He set me free.
He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to sing.
Glory to God. He set me free.
Glory to God, he set me free.
Once like a burden,
prison I dwell.
No freedom from the sorrow of death. And Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free.
He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see.
For
glory to God, He set me free.
Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound.
He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free.
He set me free.
He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free.
Goodbye to things
they could find.
Not of this world shall turn me around. I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God, I'm going through.
He set me free, yes, He set me free.
He broke the bonds of prison for me.
I'm glory bound by Jesus to see.
Glory to God, He set me free.
Set me free.
God's changing lives. Amen. Those cages, those doors are being opened, those chains are being released. You need prayer this morning. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. God is so true and He's so real and He's so great. Praise God. Love each and every one of you. We thank you for joining us this morning and worship the service this morning. I hope all of you have a wonderful day, but also just want to let you know this altar is still open. Praise God. Don't forget about the announcements. 4:45 over in the Curtis Center for the practice this afternoon. Be in much prayer for all the ministries going forth out of his congregation. Love each and every one of you. We love your prayers. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for being ready when you come to church and for being ready for us to pray for one another as we greet you and we love you. We haven't had a chance to speak to you this morning. We just want to tell you how much we love you, how much the church loves you, but most of all, how much God loves you. All hearts and minds clear. Oh, excuse me. All right, with this prayer then, we're going to take a little intermission. Invite you all back for service this evening. Come back prayed up, ready to worship God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love you. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for loving us. Lord, we thank you for releasing us, dear Lord, from that bondage of sin. Lord, I pray for anyone that hears this message, Lord, in the sound of our voices, dear Lord, this morning, if they've not completely turned their life over to you, or if there's any doubt in their heart, Lord, they will find that altar of repentance, dear Lord. And they know that you are the only way, Jesus. Lord, through that precious blood that you've shed for each and every one of us. As a song this morning, just one drop. And Lord, we just love you and we praise you. We honor you, dear Lord. Lord, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. And in the most precious name above, the name of Jesus Christ, we all pray and say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God.